We are on Nun Aleph from Beis, the very top. Says the Gemara, in contradiction of the two Brisos, Havar Rabbanan, both Brisos are the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan achron chai v'leich lo avid kam ashir misa. If the first one only dug 9, the last one dug the 10th, so the last one is the one who made it a killer, then the Rabbanan say only the last one is responsible. Ella avil heicha avid kam ashir misa. But if the first one would have made 10, so maybe even Rabbanan, afilu Rabbanan, mother dekulun chayav, that everybody now is responsible. The first one made 10, the second one made 10, the third one made 10. So all three are responsible because all three made a complete pit. Asks the Gemara, then what about the second brisa? I have a siyad v'kiyad. One guy dug 10 tfach, and the next one added concrete and plaster to make it narrower. To covet kamashir me, so the first one already made a damager that could kill. The katani says achron chayv, the last one is responsible. I mean, they answered in the yeshiva asim shleibo hevel misa. The first one dug it deep, but he made it also wide, and since it was very wide, there weren't enough vapors in the pit to kill. Ubacher, the second one came v'hosif b'hevel misa, by making the plaster, he gave it the ability to kill because now it's narrower. Now there is vapors. And therefore, the ox that falls in it will kill, and that's why he is the one who's exclusively responsible. Ikadami, another answer of these two brisos. Amar Rav Zvid said, you don't have to say that the two brisos, namely one that says that the first one dug 10, the second one 10, the third one 10, all three are responsible, and the second bris that said the first person dug 10, and the second one added plaster, only the second one is responsible. You don't have to say that the two brisos. One is Rebbe, one is the Rabbanan. Rav Zvid said, no, Hava Rebbe. Both are the view of Rebbe, that when one person digs 9 and the next person dug the 10th, then we say both are responsible for damages, but only the last one is responsible for death. So the first bris that says that one dug 10, and the next 10, and the third 10, all three are responsible. Shapir makes very good sense, right? Because if he says one who dug enough to damage and somebody added, they're both responsible for the damages. So too, if one dug enough to kill and somebody added, they're all responsible for the killing. But the second brice that says that if one dug 10 tfachim and somebody else added the plaster, the second one is responsible. The first guy who dug that first pit of 10 tfachim made it very wide. And since it was very wide, it didn't have enough vapors to cause any damage even. Ubacher, then someone else came, Osip Ohevel, and he added the plaster to be able to make damage. Bein l'misa, bein l'nizak, and both to create the damage of killing animals and the damage of damaging animals. And that's why he's exclusively responsible. Amar Rava, now a bunch of questions. Rava said, what about the following? One person digs a pit 9 tfachim deep. Someone else came, iniach even al piabor. He put a stone by the entrance to the pit. So now he created a 10 tfachim fall. Because when an animal is going to come, it's going to step on the stone and then fall down into the pit. Vishlima la'asara, by adding a stone of height, he's now made the pit 10 tfachim. So would we say that this one who adds the stone is now exclusively responsible for everything, like the way the Rabbanan say the one who takes out that last tefach is now exclusively responsible for everything? Or would Rebbe say, here too, the first one's responsible still for damages together with him, but he's responsible exclusively for death? So, yeah, Banan l'machlokos Rebbe Rabbanan, same argument. Simas is pshita, of course, this is the same argument as Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Yes, the Gemara Mazda Timi would have thought to say Lamatu the Havliday Kakatile. When the person adds a tefach to the pit by digging out another tefach, so he's creating added vipers. By creating added vipers, so his viper is what's killing. Avalamala, but if he added a stone at the top of the pit, the lo Havliday Kakatile, his vapors are not what's killing. He's just adding a stone. He's not bringing out new vapors. Amalo, maybe I would think he doesn't have such responsibilities. Kamashma, that he still does. Next question. Bai Rava. Rava asked the following question. According to, let's say, the Chachamim. Let's say you dig 9 tefachim. I come, dig up the last tefach. So now, according to the Chachamim, I'm exclusively responsible for damages or death that happens in this pit. I've acquired the pit by doing a little bit to it. But now, tam tefach, I then fill in the tefach that I dug up. or I put the stone at the top of the pit, which was 9 tefachim deep, so now I'm responsible according to the Chacham, as we just said. And see the kavan, if I remove the stone. So Ma, what's the halacha? Yeah, I mean, do we say my David Shakli? Whatever I did, I removed. So now it's back in the responsibility of the original digger. Odimo maybe Nistalkumasarishon. The moment I add a 10th tefach, that takes away what the first person did. V'kamale kule mershusei. Now it's exclusively mine. So I can't, just taking away a tefach is not enough to be exempt. So take away, we don't know. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Amar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rabbi the son of Bar Chanan said the name of Shmuel Bar Marta. Another question, another new law. Bar Shmona, if you dig a well that's only 8 tefachim deep, but umehem shnei tefachim ay, two of those 8 tefachim are filled with water, and an animal falls in and dies, chay if you have to pay. It's only 8 tefachim deep. We said a pit only kills if it's 10 tefachim deep. The answer is, my time, a kol tefach de maya, any tefach filled with water, ketre diabasha de yivesha dami, is as bad as 2 tefachim that are dry. So the Gemara now asks, is that a rule only by 8 out of which 2 of them are water? What about 7 out of which 3 are water, or 9 out of which 1 is water? He barely had a question. Bar tish, let's say you have a well that's 9 tefachim deep. Uman tefach echad mayim, and 1 tefach of it is water. Now, what do we say then? Maybe since it's not a lot of water, it doesn't create a lot of vapor. And so that tefach of water is not like 2 tefachim of dry. Odumer, maybe kivin da miktve, since it's deeper, ispehavla, that single tefach of water adds a lot of vapor. And it's like vapor of not of 10. What happens if bar shiv, if you have a pit of only 7, umehen shlosha tefachim ayim, and 3 of them are water? Mahu, what's the law? Miyamina, do we say, kivin da nefishi mayim, since there's so much water, certainly there's a lot of damaging vapors, and certainly this is a pit that kills. Since it's not that deep, it's only 7 tefachim deep, less behavla, doesn't have so many damaging vapors. So teku, we don't know. Next question. Rav Shizmi asked a question of Rabba. Yaakov dug a pit, and then Reuven came and made it wider. Hirchiva mau. If Reuven made it wider, what's the law? Amar Leis, he said, no, then Reuven shouldn't be obligated at all. Hare mia tevla. It's not the question of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Yeah. If Reuven made it wider, he made it less of a damager, because the damaging part of the pit is the vapor. By making it wider, there are less fumes, and therefore, he made it less of a damager. Amar Leis, he said to him, other Rabbanan, the opposite, Hare kiriv hezeka. On the other hand, he brought the pit closer to someone to fall in. El Amar Ravashi, Sir Ravashi, Tenechzian, let's take a look. If the animal died by the fumes, Hare Miyad Hevla, his actions reduced fumes, and he's not responsible. If the animal died by the impact, Hare Kiv Hezeka, he brought the hole closer for the animal to fall in and die by that impact. Ikudami others said, Amr Ravash, Ravash, the next day, now let's take a look. Imai Gisa Nafal, if it fell from the side that he made it wider to, Hare Kiv Hezeka, so he made that closer. Imidach Gisa Nafal, if it fell from the other side, Hare Miyad Hevla, he did reduce the fumes. Itmar, we learned, Bor Shom Kol Kerachba, if you have a well that's as deep as it is wide, Rabban Rav Yosef, Dami Tarvai, Mishmei, Rabban Bar Chana, Rabban Rav Yosef both said in the name of Rabban Bar Chana, Dami Mishmei, the Rebbe, said in the name of Rebbe. In the name of Rabbi Mani, Chad Omar once said, La'olam yesh ba hevel ad shehei rachba yeser al omka. There are vapors that kill even when it's just as wide as it is deep, because it would only not have vapors that damage if it would be wider than it is deeper. The Chad Amar, the other version, is Lo'olam Ein Behevel. It doesn't have vapors that kill. Ad Shiyehei Ba'omka Yeser Al Rochba. It only has vapors that kill if its depth is more than its width. But if the width and depth are equal, then it doesn't have vapors that kill. That's another version of what the position of Rabba Bar Bar Chana was.
It's still responsible for the impact that we fall.
Correct. Assuming... But we saw earlier there's an argument whether you're responsible for impact in general.
So the guy who widened it up is not responsible? Only the one that digs it is responsible?
Depending on how the damage happened. Depending on how the damage happened. If the damage happened because he widened it, he would be responsible. If the damage happened because of the vapors, he's actually less responsible by widening it. Because when he widened it, he made it have less vapor.
Right.
Next Gemara. The Mishnah said that if one person uses the pit, and then a second person uses the pit, so the second one is responsible and the first one not. Asks the Gemara, V'rishon me'emas miftar. At what point is the first one no longer responsible? So Rabba Rav Yosef Dami Tarvayu Mishmei Rabba Barchana. So Rabba and Rav Yosef said, both of them, in the name of Rabba Barchana, Dami Mishmei Rabbi Mani, you said in the name of Rabbi Mani. So they're both quoting Rabba Barchana, as we just saw, but they have different versions of what he said. Chad Amar Misha Manicho Mishdamish. If the first one finished his use and the second one is still using, then the second one is responsible. Chadam, the other one said, no, if the first one, Misha Yimser Lo Dolyo, if the first one handed the cover of the pit to the second one, then the first one is exempt, and the second one is the one who is responsible. But if he didn't hand over the cover, even though the second one is still using it, he would not be exempted of his responsibilities. Kitanai, this is an argument that we have amongst the Tanaim in regards to something else. Hamad Lamaiman Abor. One person who's drawing water out of a well. Uba Chaver, then his partner comes, Varmelo, and tells him, Hanachli, now let me, Vani Ed Lemaim, I need to draw the water. I need to water for myself. Kivan Shainicha Mishdamish, once the first one has left the second one drawing the waters, Pater, the first one is no longer responsible for the well, the second one has to cover it. However, Blaz Ben Yaakov, Omer, Blaz Ben Yaakov says, that's not enough. Nishiyim Ser Lo Zolyo, the first one needs to give to the second one the cover, and only then is he no longer responsible. But my Kamifki, what's the argument? Answer the Gemara, Belezer ben Yaakov Savar Yesh Breira. Belezer ben Yaakov holds that he's only no longer responsible once he gives the cover, based on the idea that there is Breira. So since in the future we're going to see, you know, what was his part of the well and what was my part of the well, so therefore, they're not really partners in the well. Each one owns his half. And over time, it gets determined what is that half of the water that each one owns. Therefore, Haimidi Dekum Emalit, this one was drawing water from his own water. Vahaimidi Dekum Emalit, and this one is drawing water from his own water. And therefore, each one is responsible for his own portion. And therefore, the first one is only no longer responsible once he gave the second one the cover. Because once he gave the second one the cover, that means that the second one's responsible for the whole thing, even for his portion. However, Rabbanan Savri Ein Breira. Rabbanan say that when you have partners, so they're each partners in the whole thing. So we don't know which one is which water belongs to which partner. Is that the well belongs to both. So whenever one person is drawing water, he's also taking some of my water when he's taking some of his water. So therefore, he is a borrower on the well. And even without giving him the cover, the moment I let him keep taking water, he's borrowing some of my water, and therefore he's responsible for the well. Amar Avina, Avina said, Va'azdu, these two opinions are following the Ta'amayu, something that they said elsewhere. The time we learned in a Mishnah in Nedarim, Hashutfim, Shenadra, Anazem, Izet. Let's say you have partners who own a courtyard, and each one says, the other partner is not allowed to walk into my property at all. Asur li kanes l'chatzah. The Chacham say that no one can go in. Because by definition, if a partner walks in, he's going to be walking partially into the property of his other partner. But Blessed Ben Yaakov said, no, Zeh Nichnas L'toch Shelo, Zeh Nichnas L'toch Shelo. In a partnership, basically, we are determining over time which part is exclusively one's and which part is exclusively the other one's. So that guy said, I can't get benefit from his property, and I'm a partner with him. So when I walk into the courtyard, that part of the courtyard is just mine. I could walk into that. I can't walk in further, but I can walk into half of the courtyard. What's the argument there? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar Yesh Breira, the nature of partnership is that over time we are determining which half exclusively belongs to each one. This one's walking into his part, this one's walking into his part. And Rabbanan Savri Ein Breira, the Rabbanan said that's not the way partnership works. Partnership means that they both own the whole thing together. Amar Belazar, Belazar said, Hamocher bor lechaveiro. If somebody sells a well to his friend, Kevin Shemasal Odol Yokana. Once I hand to my friend the cover, my friend acquires the well. Hey, what's the case? Ibekaspa, if my friend is paying me cash, Ibekaspa, once he gives me the cash, he should own the well. Ibechazaka, if he's acquiring it by doing an act of ownership, Ibechazaka, let him do an act of ownership. I don't know, drawing the waters. The Gemara says, look, lo, lo, really, we're talking about Bechazak, he's acquiring the well through an act of ownership. Uboy, le meimerle, really, the only way he can do the Chazakah is if I first tell him, go ahead and do the Chazakah. I have to tell him, le chazek v'kani, go do an act of ownership, and then you will own the well. So the Chiddush here is, kevan shemas lo dalyo, handing to him the cover, is kemanda amarle, is the equivalent of telling him, le chazek v'kani, go and you can do an act of acquisition. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "I'm Ocher Bayis Lechaveiro, a person who's selling a house to his friend. Kivan Shemasal Mafteach Kana. Once he gives to his friend a key, the friend acquires the house. Again, same question. Say, what's the case? Iba Kaspa, the friend is paying cash. Looking Iba Kaspa, the cash should acquire the house. Iba Chazak, if the friend is doing some work in the house to show that it's his house, so looking Iba Chazak, let the work acquire it. Olam Iba Chazak is doing work." But before his work could be meaningful, I, the seller, have to tell him you can go and do an act of acquiring it. The Chiddush is by handing him a key. It's as if I told him, go and do an act of acquisition. No, the land also could be acquired with money.
But you have to do some action.
No, the money alone could acquire land. Only with objects, with metalton, do you have to do an action. Amr Yishlakish Mishim Rabbiyana. Yishlakish said the name of Rabbiyana. Yamocher Eder Lechaveiro. A fellow who sells a flock of sheep to his friend. Kevin Shemasalo Mashchuchis. Once he handed to the friend the leading sheep, Kana, the friend, acquired the whole flock. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ibn Mashiach, if the friend is acquiring through dragging, so Likni Mashiach, he should acquire by dragging this sheep. Ibn Masir, if he's acquiring through the fact that there was a handover, Likni Masir, let him acquire with a handover. And so the Gemara Lolam Mashiach, we're talking about a case where he's acquiring sheep through dragging them. But generally, to acquire through the dragging, his dragging would be meaningless until the earlier owner says, go and pull. However, it's saying now, given the masalom mishchuchas, once he hands to him the leading sheep, that's as if he's saying, go pull all of my sheep. My mashchuchas, what is this mashchuchas? Hachatirgma, here they explain karkashta, the goat that leads all the other goats. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Iza da Azla Bereish Edra. It is the goat that goes, I'm sorry, karkashta is a bell. Karkashta is a bell. Rav Yaakov said it's the goat that leads all the other goats. That one goat goes ahead and all the others follow. As we know that there's one goat that leads all the other goats, because there was a Galilean who once taught Rav Chisda. He said, Kadrag is Rayal Anya, when Hashem, the shepherd, is angry at his sheep, Avid Lenagda Samusa, he makes the leader of the flock blind. In other words, all the sheep are going to follow the leading sheep. When Hashem is angry with us, he makes our leader someone who himself is blind. So he's stumbling about. He doesn't know where to go, and we all follow him stumbling about without knowing where to go and not going in the right direction. Next Mishnah. Kisau Harisho. Let's say you have a well owned by two partners. The first one used it, and he covered it. Uva Sheni, the second one came, and Mitzo Magule, he finds that it's not covered. I guess the worms ate the cover. V'lo kiso asheni, and the second one doesn't cover it, so asheni chayv, now the second one is responsible. Kiso karoy, let's say a person covers a well correctly, and nevertheless, nafal etocho shoro chamoru meis, a donkey or an ox falls in and dies, patri, he doesn't have to pay. Lo kiso karoy, if he didn't cover it the right way, v'nafal etocho shoro chamoru meis, and a donkey or an ox fall in and die, chayv, then he has to pay. Nafal afan of mikol akriya. Let's say an ox falls forward into the pit because of the digger, and the sound of the digging makes him fall. Chayiv, he has to pay. The achar of mikol akriya. But if the ox fell backwards because of the sound of the digging, patri doesn't need to pay. Nafal atochol shor v'kelav. If an ox with objects on it falls into a pit, v'nishtabru, and the objects break. Or chamor, a donkey who has objects that tear, fall into the pit, v'niskaru, and the clothing tears. Chayiv ala behema. You have to pay for the damage to the animal. Patri ala kelim, you don't have to pay for the damage to the objects. Nafal atochol shor cheresot v'katan. Let's say an ox that's insane, or an ox that's a child, or an ox that can't hear or communicate falls into the pit. Chayiv, you have to pay. Ben obas, eved va'ama, if a child or a slave fall into the pit and die, you don't have to pay. First case of the Mishnah. The first one covered it. The second one found it uncovered. He didn't recover it. The second one is responsible. Ask the Gemara of a Rishon at Emas Mitftar. So till when will we say that the first one is exempt? Amar Rav b'chdei sheyeda, as long as it takes to let him know, until he knows. In other words, if the first one comes back and he also sees it uncovered, so now he's responsible. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, b'chdei sheyodinu, as we don't wait until he comes back and sees. As long as it takes till us tell him. The second one saw it uncovered, he's the one who's now responsible. But once we went and told the first one's responsible again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, b'chdei sheyodinu, enough time, the first one's exempt, now that the second one sees, he's exempt for the time for the following amount of time. Ichdeshi owed you enough time for them to inform him, the yiskar polim, and for him to hire workers, the yichro sarazim, to cut down cedars, via chasenu, and to cover the pit.
If the para, if I put a stone and still the para failed, it's mean I didn't do a good job.
The Gemara's going to ask that. That's the next Gemara's question. So the Gemara asks, Teva the kaso karoi, right? Mishnah said, Kiso Karo, if you covered it well. Nevertheless, an ox or donkey fell in and they die, Patri, you don't have to pay. Ask the Gemara, given the Kiso Karo, this is Izzy's question, if you covered the well, hey, Chinafel, how could anything fall in? It was covered well. Amr of Yitzhak Bar Chana, Shitli Amitocho, it was covered well. But remember, in wells there are fumes and vapors, there's moisture. The moisture, together with the maggots in the ground, ate away at the cover, and the cover eventually fell in. Ibailu, they asked a question. So, kisu shiachal am lifnei shvarim. Let's say you put a cover on it, which is a good cover if oxen walk there. It can withstand oxen. But, in yachal am lifnei gmalim, it can't withstand heavier animals, camels. If camels would walk on it, it would fall through. Asu gmalim varu. Camels came, they weakened it. Asu shvarim, oxen came enough, and then they fell in. So, my, what's the halacha? Is he now responsible? Ami, they asked in the yeshiva, Echidam, what's the case? Idishchichi gmalim, if it's a place where there are camels around all the time. So, Posheahu, he's being negligent by just having a cover for oxen, because he knows the camels will come, they're heavier, they'll throw it in, they'll knock it down. Idloshchichi gmalim, if it's a place where you don't have camels, Anasu, it's out of his control. Lotzvichi, the case is, Dasa leprakim, camels come from time to time. So, me, I'm going to do, we say, Kimin Asin Leprakim, since they come from time to time. Posheahu, he was negligent. The boy, Leasukia died, he should have thought they might be coming. Odilmor, maybe. Kimin Ashta, me, Asleka, since the camels aren't here right now. Honestly, it's out of his control when the camels came. Tashma, come and hear a proof. We learned Kiso Karoi, if you cover it well. Vinafa, Lutocho, Shoro, Hamor, the donkey or an ox fall in, Umeis, and they die, Potu, you're exempt. Echidam, what's the case? Again, is his question. If it was good enough for oxen, good enough for camels, how did anything fall in? What must it mean? It was good enough for oxen, but not good enough for dung, for camels. If it's a place where you have camels around, on my part, why is he exempt? He was negligent. He's negligent. If he knows that there are heavy things around and he does something which doesn't withstand the heavy things, he's negligent. If there aren't camels around, of course, Anasu, you shouldn't be responsible for the oxen. Elav Dasin Leprakim must be this case. The camels come from time to time. That's what happened. camels came, Aru, they weakened him, Vasushvar Vanafluba, and the oxen fell in, Vikatani Pachin says he's exempt. Alma, so apparently keeping the Hashtaleka, since right now you don't have a camel, when you cover it in a way that would withstand oxen, honestly, you are, it's out of your control if the camels came. Alma, they answered, lo, that's not the case. Lolam Karoy Lishvarma Karoy Lakmalim. The Mishnah's talking about where it was good enough for oxen and good enough for camels. Uda Kakashlach, and yet Izzy's question, Echinam, if it was a good cover, how did anything fall in? Amrav Yitzchak bar Barchana, Sheikli Amitocha. How did things fall in? It rotted. It rotted and it fell in. So since it rotted and it fell in, therefore you're not responsible for what happened. That is a case of onas.